podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to chapter 26 in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 5 today, and we speak of three things that anyone fears. There are three things I dread, and a fourth which terrifies me: public slander, the gathering of a mob, and false accusation, all harder to bear than death. Public slander, the gathering of a mob, and a false accusation, three harrowing fears that can shake the core of a person's being. These insidious threats to one's reputation, safety, and sense of self-worth can haunt the mind and soul like a relentless storm, leaving scars that may never fully heal. I feel them every single day, the scars before salvation. Public slander, like a poison seeping into the veins, spreads lies and misinformation with a vicious intent. It can unravel years of hard work and tarnish one's image in the eyes of others in a split second. The weight of false words can feel suffocating, as if the very air around you has turned toxic. The whispers and rumors that circulate can erode trust and tarnish relationships, leaving you feeling isolated and vulnerable until salvation rests in your soul and you overcome all by redemption. The gathering of a mob is a primal fear that taps into our deepest instincts of survival. The sheer force of a crowd united in anger and hostility can be overwhelming, like a wave crashing down upon you with no escape in sight. The collective fury and aggression can drown out reason and compassion, transforming individuals into a mindless, destructive force. The fear of being at the mercy of such a mob, powerless and exposed, is a chilling prospect that can shake the bravest of hearts. A false accusation, a shadow cast over your very being, can shatter your sense of security and innocence. To have your integrity called into question, to be branded with a crime or wrongdoing you did not commit, is a nightmare that can haunt you day and night. The weight of suspicion and doubt can crush your spirit, leaving you feeling like a stranger in your own skin. The battle to prove your innocence, to reclaim your truth, can be an uphill climb fraught with obstacles and pain. One must remain in salvation to call upon the Lord, to find freedom where imprisonment seems to be a false revelation. But above all these fears, there is one that looms larger and more terrifying than death itself: the loss of self, the annihilation of one's identity. To be stripped of your essence, to have your very existence denied or invalidated, is a fate worse than any physical suffering. The thought of losing the core of who you are, of being robbed of your truth and purpose, is a chilling prospect that can strike fear into the bravest of souls. Once it occurs, there seems to be a never-ending battle to remain confident in salvation that will overrule the injustice of non-forgiveness. In the face of these fears, it is natural to feel overwhelmed and powerless. But remember, salvation's resilience lies within you, a strength that can weather even the darkest of storms. Hold on to your truth, your integrity, and your sense of self-worth like a beacon in the night, and remain redeemed. Stand firm in the face of adversity, for though these fears may be daunting, you are one in Christ and will find peace, purpose, and passion to share the good news of salvation and eternal life. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 26, verse 5. We put together a five stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Three Things I Hate. Public slander, a poison to the soul. Spreading lies, destroying all control. Words like daggers, cutting deep, leaving wounds that never sleep. The gathering of a mob, a force to fear. A sea of faces filled with jeer. Their anger, their hatred, like a storm. A force that no man can overcome or reform. A false accusation, a dagger to the heart, a stain that never truly departs. Innocence lost, trust betrayed, a reputation forever frayed. But there is one thing that terrifies me more, a darkness that I cannot ignore. To be stripped of my dignity, my pride, to have my very essence denied. For what is death compared to such a fate? To have my very being desecrate. So I pray that I may never see the horror of losing myself, of losing me. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's March 23rd, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. It is so tough to battle these fears. It is absolutely overwhelming to feel the powerless state of being invalidated, to have your very existence denied. It's something that's hard to understand, that how any person, especially your own blood, would do that to you after you've experienced what you've experienced in life, and then they just deny you. In my case, it's my own children, my two oldest, and they're unwilling to forgive and bring me back into their lives, into their children's lives. I continue to pray that something will be said, and that will overcome this tragedy, this injustice, to the grandchildren who don't deserve this whatsoever. They deserve forgiveness and love. Amen. So I close today at 9:44, calling on the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Only in salvation will you be free. Amen. God bless you.